One day, a man came to me and he said, "I don't know what to believe. There are so many voices, so many different religions and denominations." I turned to the Bible, to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse, and read this wonderful verse to that man. "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." What I said to that man then is what I say to you now. Here is something to believe in. Here is a faithful saying. Here, in fact, is something that we must absolutely believe for the salvation of our soul. In the world today, there is a spirit of error, and there is a spirit of truth, and many are being deceived by the error. I remember reading the story some years ago of a woman in the North Country who boarded a train in the dead of winter. She had with her a young baby, and she was on her way, we'll say, to the town of Centerville, where she was to be met by relatives. She was quite anxious, and she reminded the conductor several times that she wanted off at this certain stop where the relatives would be meeting her. The conductor assured her that he would leave her off at that station. The train went on through the dark, cold night, and a man across the aisle from this woman, noting her anxiety, said, "I travel this line every week, lady, and if the conductor forgets, as they sometimes do, I'll remind you to show you where to get off the train." The train came to a stop, and then it started up again, and the man across the aisle said, "The next stop is yours." After a while, the train did stop, and the man said, "See, lady, these conductors do forget. Here, I will help you off the train." And so, helping her with her baggage, and this woman was led to the door and got off the train with her babe, and no sooner was she out the door when the train started up again. After a while, the train once again came to a stop. The conductor came into the coach, and he looked for this lady with her baby, but he looked in vain, and then he said, "What happened to her?" And this man spoke up, saying, "Well, you forgot to leave her off at her station back there." "You fool," said the man, "that wasn't Centerville, that was an emergency stop." And so they backed the train up through the cold, dark night. And then with lanterns and flashlights, they searched for this woman. At last they found her, but it was too late. She had died of exposure, along with her baby. She was the victim of wrong information. It is a very serious thing to give wrong information with regards to temporal matters, but oh, how much more serious with regards to spiritual and eternal matters. So many today are being misled. There are voices saying, "This is the way," or "This is the way, do this, do that." But I thank God that above all the babble of confusion and the varied voices in Christendom today, there is God's word. There is a faithful saying. God has spoken. He cannot lie. We can trust the Bible. Believe the gospel. God has made the way of salvation clear and plain in the pages of Scripture. Now we notice in our verse here that this faithful saying is worthy of all or universal acceptation or acceptance. And it is worthy of universal acceptance, first of all, as we have noticed, because it is a faithful saying, because it is true. And then it is worthy of universal acceptance because of the Savior it exalts, the Lord Jesus. He put the stars in space, billions of them. He hung this world in place. He heard the sweet whispers of the angels, the hallelujahs of the heavenly hosts, and yet he left the realms of glory and came into this world to die the death of the cross, to endure and exhaust heaven's wrath against sin in order that sinners might be saved. There was no other way. Blood had to be shed, and this blessed Savior came to die for sinners like you and me. Oh, what a Savior! He is now exalted and enthroned in heaven above, and he has mercy and forgiveness, salvation to all who will trust in him. Not only is this saying worthy of universal acceptance because it is true and because of the Savior that it exalts, but because of the power that it releases. During the past few days, I've been reading in the book of Acts. There we observe that a power was released upon this earth through the disciples who went forth with the gospel message. These disciples were accused of filling Jerusalem with the doctrine. Paul and his company were accused of turning the world upside down. But oh, this power that was released through these men was the power of God unto salvation. The Apostle Paul could say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Today I know that the gospel, the good news that comes from God, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, is the power of God unto salvation. I know it is because of what it has done for me, and because of what I have seen it do for others. And my friend, this power will deliver you from the penalty of sin. It will give you victory over sin and death. And this power will give you victory over sin in your daily life. And it will give you victory in the circumstances of life. Yes, through this gospel, a power has been released upon earth, and it is that power that we need in our lives. And then finally, this saying is worthy of universal acceptance, yea, your acceptance, because of the blessings that it brings. Eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, a home in heaven, true lasting happiness, joy, peace. Oh, we couldn't begin to catalog all the blessings that we have when we receive this salvation through the Lord Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. My friend, we urge you to trust him today and know his blessing. Our God, we do ask thy blessing upon those who listen, that they might receive the Lord Jesus and know the joy and peace that he can give. In his name we ask it. Amen.